Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, man. Man, fuck them bitches. And them hoes. And them niggas pussies. Camel toes. I got some money on me. And the weed nice. My shit won't ever stop. Suck my green light. Bitches call the folk. Murder's all she wrote. Nice, fuck everybody. Like a Scorpio. Still running shit. I'm on my cardio. Boy, I'm going in. Like my water broke. Suicide note. Suicide doors. I put in overtime. Like a tied score. Tenant windows, bitch. That mean mine, yours. And the weed loud. Like a lion's roar. Staring to the eyes. The eyes of forever. Hear no evil, see no evil. Helen Keller. No music on. Rock it a cappella. And I don't need a watch. The time is now or never. Tell my niggas love. I die behind this shit. A nigga counting money. You niggas counterfeit. Real nigga, nigga. Proud of what I am. Young Money is an army. Bitch, I'm Uncle Sam. Them hoes call me Toon shit. Mama call me Toon. I left the bullshit in the waiting room. Straight to the money. No shortcuts. Now watch me go retarded. Yellow sharp bus. We do drive-bys. We do walk-ups. And bitch, I be so high, I get starstruck. Meals in his bitch. He say button holes. And the jewelry bright like summer clothes. And I keep some bud like Rudy Huxtable. I body slam the beat. Nigga Dusty Rose. I'm from Eagle Street. I go Hercules. I get on the beat. Murder first degree. YMCMB. We don't give a fuck. You faker than some titties. You get titty fucked. This the best worst feeling. And nigga, if I die, I die a death worth living. This that textbook G shit. I've been in that water, but I never been seasick. Yeah. Knock me, I knock your face off. Life's a crazy bitch. Grace Jones. Mind of a genius. With a heart of stone. Yeah. C4, Mr. Carter's home.
Every Wednesday is going down. We'll be rocking a spot from 9 to 1 and a half hour, or whenever I feel like ending the show. You know what I'm saying? How's everybody doing out there? You know what I'm saying? Give yourself a round of applause if you're out there listening to Open Smoke Radio via the internet, via online, via telephone. Shout out to yourself. Hope everybody had a powerful week, a productive week, you know, and just keeping those positive vibrations out there, you know what I mean? And I would like to get a little something out there real quick, and pardon me if you hear background noise, but y'all people know how I do. Yeah, that's all the part I tell y'all. It's all the part having a live show. Y'all don't like music breaks, so you know what I'm saying? I have to, you get a chance to hear all the dumb stuff that I got going on in the background. But one thing I have to address real quick, I ain't going to take too much time with this. This platform right here is not for any type of gossip. I'm not going to be talking to you about, you know, the new Nicki Minaj record. I'm not going to be talking to you about who Drake is having sex with this week. This is for open-minded people the one to be educated or have something to bring to the table, somewhat educational. I'm not here to waste your time about gossiping and things of that nature. That's just not what I do, people. That's not what I do. And I not to sound mean-spirited or anything like that, but if that's what you're listening for, you might want to just go ahead and hang up on me right now, because this is not what we discuss. We talk about social issues. We talk about how we can better ourselves. We talk about current events. We talk about politics. But the last thing we discuss over here is about who's fucking who and who's having sex with who and who got the hottest song out. That's not what we do. That's not what we do. But I will start the show like I always start off. What everybody always likes is my Facebook statuses. And, you know, and like I said before, like, I always think that when people put things up on Facebook, sometimes can't leave them there. They'd be like, those are hour and a half conversations. Now, actually, that's why the show started off. That, you know, like, you just can't put something up there. You have to discuss it. You have to elaborate. And maybe you might have to debate with a couple people, you know, just to get your thing out there. But I went to my Facebook page, and, you know, I put some things up there that the people, they might have ruffled a little bit feather, with a little bit of feathers, but it's all fact. And it comes in because a lot of you people out there, and I, you know, that listen to me, I suggest that if you're not a part of Facebook, please just stay off of it. Just, you don't want anything to do with it. It's just a waste of time. You know, if you can stay out of it, just get out of it. You know, just stay off of it. But if you are on it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, just try to power through it. You know what I mean? But I put something up there, and it's going to connect to what I just told you people before. I put something up there about Africans. And I said that, you know, and somebody, I guess, took offense to something I said, because I said, you know, you're choosing to be ignorant. Now, when I say people are choosing to be ignorant people, I'm saying that with all the technology that's out there, with Google, Wikipedia, and things of that nature, like, you have to be at this point, if you want to study something, you can easily look it up. Because you have access to all these social platforms to where you can look something up. So if you want to know something about slavery, boom, you can look it up. If you want to know something about, you can just look it up. So if I say you're choosing to be ignorant, it means that you're choosing not to educate yourself. You just want to go along with this so-called story that you've been told about. Now, we all can agree that, we all can agree that John F. Kennedy did some type of conspiracy with that. If you don't educate yourself on that, you will not know about that. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, if you believe, and you can hear it now, it sounds better if I articulate it, and I'm talking to you, not doing it through Facebook, because you cannot text emotion. You know, you can't let, you know, people can't see how you're coming across. They just can see what you're saying, and that's that. So I say through Facebook, along the lines of, if you feel as though that some random black guy from Africa had sex with a monkey and that's how AIDS started, I don't want to talk to you no more. Delete yourself from my Facebook community because you choose to be stupid. Why would some guy have to do that? This is what I mean by educating yourself. Because if you educate yourself, you would know this on the AIDS, on this, the whole on AIDS, just like there's a patent on Ebola. It's man-made. So, but the official story is some random black guy had sex with a monkey, and that's how AIDS started. Now, when somebody basically, The female per se, you know, it was a female. You know what I mean? She said, you know, well, Smoke, I I'm not ignorant, but that's what I've been told, and that's I always thought that. Now, I didn't go hard on her or anything like that, or B, it's just the fact that you have to go out and educate yourself at this point. That story sounds ridiculous. And you just know it. Like, okay, if you look at Africa, you look at people that's from Africa, the women walk around naked, you know? So why would this guy be so horny that he'd have to go and have sex with a monkey? That makes no sense. And if you don't want to educate yourself on something like that, that means you choose to be ignorant. This is not, don't try to make it a black and white thing. You should, as a person, if you're from European descent or whatever, as a person, and just look at that story and be like, that's goddamn ridiculous. How is he going to even muscle down a goddamn monkey to even have sex with the damn monkey? Like, what's he going to do? How's he going to do it? You know, I mean, that's almost like for real. How can somebody just, like, you're just going to just, like the monkey's just, like, the monkey's going to know it's not natural to have sex with something that's not from its kind. So how do you think that that's going to happen? Like, that's like, you know, the monkey would know that it's not natural to have sex with something. That's almost like saying a monkey had sex with a snake and it started the Ebola virus. You get what I'm saying? It's something that's not natural. It wouldn't happen. A man is not going to desire, unless it's a shit truck, is going to desire an animal. And just like your dog, if you have a pet dog, your pet dog is not going to have desire to mess with you. Yes, dogs hump on legs, but the dog is not trying to penetrate you. Or maybe that might be a bad one, because dogs are good. But you get what I'm saying. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So, that's why I have this show, because when you try to have talk with people, you try to make sense, and you don't want to talk down to people and treat them like they're stupid. You understand what I'm saying? But sometimes you're like, no, I cannot talk to anybody, and I mean anybody, that is willing to be stupid. I can't do it. So that's just my opening subject on, you know, because some people just like to hear what I say, you know, about just the Facebook thing. And like I said to the people out there, that if you're not on Facebook, just try. Actually, if you're not on any social network, just stay off of them. Keep your head down and do your study and do what you've been doing, because they're nothing but distractions. Yeah, I mean, they could be productive sometimes, but they're nothing but distractions. Because you know what? How about this? It depends on what you're on there for. Because I can be on social networks all day and doing what I do and get information. But if you're up there like vanity driven and things of that nature, that's something that you have to deal with yourself. There's not a selfie in the world that's going to give you self-esteem. You hear me again? There's not a selfie in the world that's going to give you self-esteem. If you're not secure about yourself, if you're not comfortable in your skin, that's something that you have to deal with. You can take as many damn pictures you want and put them up on the damn internet all you want to do it, but you're still going to be insecure. People can like you. You can get 3,000 likes, but you're still going to be insecure. That's something that you have to deal with. Uh-oh, I'm not even supposed to be on the book. But that's really something that you have to deal with. not those likes. Shout out to DJ Dondi, man. I see you, brother. You know what I'm saying? But there's nothing out there that's going to make you feel secure about yourself except yourself. If you don't make up feeling good about yourself and you put up a picture of yourself up on there, it's not on us to make you feel liked. It's not on us to make you feel liked. But like I said before, man, you know, but some people go on there, it's all in fun, and everybody does the, you know, everybody does the fun. And, you know, so it's kind of cool for certain people. Me, I guess I'm just, like, and if you know me personally, I'm just a serious dude, but I'm not that serious to where I can joke. So, like I said, it's a double-edged sword. You know, like I said before, we live, man. Hit the one button if you want to talk to the host, man. We do this every Wednesday. You know what I mean? I'm waiting for my co-host to come to call in, but I can still hold this down by myself. This is easy work. Call in 347-989-0202. Up and smoke radio going down like that. Yeah, but no, that's something that I definitely wanted to bring up, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, especially for my people that listen, you know, that listen to me, you know, from the Facebook, my Facebook friends and stuff like that. Some certain times I don't get a chance to explain myself, which I overly like to do. I like to over-explain myself so it can be crystal clear what I'm talking about. You know, I don't want to leave anything lost in translation. Lost in translation. I want to make everything very crystal clear from where I'm coming from. I don't want nobody to assume anything where I'm coming from. I want you to exactly know what I'm talking about. I'm getting, chat room. Okay, shout out to Wes in the chat. Shout out to Wes in the chat room. We'll see what's up. See if I can bring you in. But, like I said, man, we're about to go in on some real, real issues, man, and hopefully this will be here and sit back and just be educated like it's due with me every Wednesday. Y'all just sit back and just like to listen to the conversations that we have. You dig what I'm saying? And we're gonna go in today. You know what I'm saying? You might need your notepad and have to take some notes and might have to do some studying yourself, you know what I mean, and have to really go in and educate yourself and say, they're right, or he's right. It depends on if my co-host calls in, my co-hosts call in, because I know they want to bring something to the table too. But like I said, I have enough information just in my head not to sound cocky or arrogant to hold down a three-hour show, let alone an hour and a half. This is easy work. This is what I do. You know, this is what I do. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody out there that's watching Empire right now and not receiving their education. I'm just kidding. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen that show Empire yet. And I guess, and this is another thing, people, no disrespect to anybody out there. That's just me as a person. Like, you know what I mean? Me as a person, once everybody starts liking something, I can't fuck with it. Because I feel as though that I'm a groupie. You know what I'm saying? And I feel as though it's a part of a program. Like, I tell you the truth, people. If I see something, I'll tell you this, and this is no disrespect to anyone. I tell you this. If I log on to Facebook and I see majority of my Facebook friends talking about something, I pretty much don't even pay no attention to it. It's like a bullshit story because I know for a fact that that story was put out there. I know where everybody gets their news from. So they're not really, see, and that's the thing is a lot of people, they don't, like, I want to, let me use this analogy. A lot of people know quotes. Let me take it here with you people. A lot of people know quotes, but they don't know the book. Let me say that again. A lot of people know quotes, but they don't know the book. See, they can only tell you certain things about something, but they won't know the full story about something. But they can only talk about that reactionary moment from a certain thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people are so reactionary these days. It is ridiculous. And like I said to the listeners out there, and I always say this to you guys when I'm talking to you. When I'm talking to you, I'm not trying to talk down to you. I'm not trying to talk to you like you're stupid. I'm not trying to treat you like a child. I'm just trying to have real talk with you right now. And this is a lot. This is something we do not do enough of. And just sit back and have real talk. You understand? It's real talk. And say, listen, man, this shit is bullshit. This ain't right. Like, really, these guys remember the knockout game? Whatever happened to that? These guys remember about the Ebola scare? Whatever happened to that? And you guys are not talking about it anymore. You know why you're not talking about it anymore? Just walk with me now. I'm not talking down to you, but sometimes when we talk, I have to bring you up. I can't talk down to you. I have to bring you up and uplift you. I'm not trying to. I want to uplift you. I want you to be smart. I want you to be not like me, but I want you to be you. I want you to be a goddamn walking God on earth. But you cannot be what you're supposed to be, literally made in the image of God, if you are following for these certain stories that's keeping you off your God frequency. Let me say that again. You cannot pay attention to a lot of these things because they're just here to put you off your God frequency. You to be a creator. If they got you running around here worried about ISIS and somebody chopping your damn head off, you know, and these so-called Muslim terrorists that we never heard about until they told us. Once they kill you, now you start living in a state of fear, instead of a state of love. So you got to absolutely watch with, you know what I'm saying, especially when it comes to, you know, I mean, just to build off of, this is a good off of thing, because you have to watch. Like, I might hear a story. So when it comes to the news, I just don't fuck with it anyway. I do my own research. I do the history of it all. I just don't leave it on the surface and just say, well, Al-Qaeda's bad. They're bad. Al-Qaeda's bad. Osama bin Laden's bad. They want to kill us. He's bad. And you can say, well, yeah, he's bad. He's bad. Okay, whatever. But if you do the history on him and go back, but something that the American media will leave out and go back and say, wait a minute, in the 80s, we used to fund Al-Qaeda to go against the Russians during the Cold War. We loved Al-Qaeda. We used to write stories. Google it, because I love to tell people like this. You have smartphones. Use your damn Google phone for something smarter instead of taking a damn selfie. Use it for something. That's what I say about people, you know, choosing to be ignorant because you have this information in your damn hand. You got a damn $3,000 fucking phone, and you don't even want to use the damn Google button. You want to use it to take a damn good picture. You look up the damn information. It's here. It's right in your face. You can Google that right now. Osama bin Laden, 80s, USA, friends. That's the only thing you have to do. You don't have to say anything intricate. It's going to come up how we adored them. And you remember, you know what I'm saying? And you remember when we went to war in Iraq, when Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11, we just went there anyway because, you know, they just said he was bad. But did you know, and this is a fact, because usually, did you guys know that Saddam Hussein got Nobel Peace Prizes in the 80s for women reform in his country? A Nobel Peace Prize. Basically, he made all the women in his country go back to college, all on him, to college, and get educated. It's all his people. It was basically a law that you had to go to college. He got a Nobel Peace Prize for that, but he's supposed to be this evil guy. Now, I'm not no pro anything. I'm just saying how the media switch things up on you guys. So when I see a story, especially when it's on a social network, and I see a lot of people regurgitate story, I pay no attention to it whatsoever. No, it gets none. I just literally glance past it. Because I know that once a lot of people are talking about something, I know that's what the program is. They want people to talk about that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you look at the situation with the young brothers getting killed, the Trayvon Martins and the Mike Browns and all that stuff, that's not to sound desensitized to them, what happened, but that stuff happens every day. They want those stories to come back because they want to create race wars. They want to create racial divisions. And especially when they show when a cop gets away with it, they do that strictly to get black people mad at white people, and they want to start this racial divide, because that's what's going to start happening now, people. It's going to be a racial divide because we don't have anything to fight no more. Osama bin Laden's dead, you know what I mean? Osama's dead. So who are we going to fight now? So that's why I say, you know, not that it's gonna get cranked up real quick, but I think this is my host. Let me put on this intro music real quick. Let me see if I get his intro cracking. Is it not cracking? I don't hear it at all. Let me do a refresh thing here. But like I said, like, My whole thing about that is, wow. Like, I hope you guys still out here hear me, because the board just flat out just went out on me. But I'm gonna still stick around, not to do it like we did on the Rojo show last time. I mean, I couldn't get to the board. I cannot get to the board whatsoever now. All right. Hey. Problems, people, but like I said before, it's gonna be all right. You know what I mean? Hey, Rosia, I'm probably gonna bring you in on the three-way, but let me handle this real quick. Let me finish this PowerPoint out that I was going through, and see if I can refresh the board. But yeah, this is what happens sometimes, people. You know what I'm saying? This is what happens. Doing a live show is live radio. You're going to have technical difficulties. You're going to have glitches. But I can still power through it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be nothing. Like I said before, I can't take music breaks, because when I take a music break and try to get things together, I just end up start losing listeners, because people, you know, not to say that I'm some type of highway star, but just that people just want to sit back and hear the conversation, and we're not throwing the music. It's like, no, turn the fucking music off, dude. We want to see you, you know, kick the ism. You know what I'm saying? So let me see if I can get back up on there again. No, let me see. Let me do this. But yeah, that's just, you know, live radio. That's what happens. It ain't no big deal to me because this is something I can do, like I said before. You know what I'm saying? And it's saying, wow, this is bad. This ain't bad, but I can't bring in any callers. I can't bring in anybody, but I can still talk to y'all. It ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do what it's supposed to do. But, yeah, I was, like I said, man, this guy's going to watch out for the programming. And basically, when you want to do research, do this, use your smartphone. Sometimes you don't even have to, at this point, like for some of the things I know, I had to read like several books and I still don't know it all. I never acted like I was a know-it-all. First of all, I know something. I know a little something. You know what I mean? I just know a little something. But, like, you don't even have to read the books. I mean, I would suggest you read the book because it's almost like eating food. You know what I mean? Like, you're taking it all in. It's locked in your brain. It's in there. You know what I'm saying? Opposed to just skimming over some, a video, or what have you, things of that nature, you know what I mean? But, you definitely, I would suggest you do that way, you know what I mean? And please, and everybody says this, this is a kicker, too, because, you know what I mean? Because I'll give you instant rebut, you know what I'm saying? You definitely can't believe everything you read. So sometimes you have to go through 3 or 4 or 5 different sources. You know what I mean? And look at it from another way. Look at it from an objective way. If you really want to know the quote unquote truth. You know, you gotta if you wanna discover this is the hot topic, the religion, you know? If you want to discover religion, if you want to discover Jesus, you have to read the Bible. You need to read something that opposes the Bible and something that opposes that book and something that might oppose that book, and you come up with your own truth. Because that's the whole thing about it, too, is like we're living like, and I hate to say this, but a lot of people want to be and need to be told what to do. They just can't think for themselves. They just cannot think for themselves. They're just gonna, you know, they're just gonna go along with the flow. But my whole thing about that is going along with the flow sometimes can get you caught up there if you're not doing, you know, if you're going along with everybody else, you can be just like sheep leading to the slaughter. But if these guys, give me 3 seconds. I have to do something real quick. Hold on real quick.